Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back, everyone. We're so excited to have you here. And if you're just diving in, we are in the middle of a series really exploring entrepreneurship and business. And what we want to share with you on this episode is really differentiating the difference between getting clients versus attracting clients. And if you're anywhere inside of that entrepreneurial journey, I can guarantee that you've experienced this paradox. And really what it is it's the energetics, it's the intention behind everything that you're doing. Right? Behind the marketing, behind the sales, behind how you're having the conversation and how just your mindset is when it comes to clients. So really what we want to share with you here is how you can move away from feeling icky and gross and manipulative and feeling like you constantly have to be getting clients and transitioning into a much higher frequency of operation in your business where your focus is rather on attracting clients in a way that's magnetic, in a way that's yummy, in a way that feels delicious, not just for you, but also for the client. So with that being said, let's dive in.
Now, this is something that, man, I remember it was not too long ago for me. I was talking with one of my friends and I heard myself say a couple of these phrases. See how many you've said, especially recently. I'd say things like, I don't know how to get more clients, or I don't know how to convince people to work with me. Where do I find them? How do I get people to pay what I charge? You see, all of these implied in saying these things is almost like, how do I dupe people into working with me? As if I need to go and make them, twist their arms. How do I do that? How do I coerce them into paying my fees? That's not how sales go. That's not marketing, and nobody likes that shit, right? It's sort of like the quote that, hey, everybody loves to buy, but nobody likes to be sold. And that really is true. Because think about the last time you had someone oversell something to you. Right? Or like, I don't know if you ever walk down a busy city street and you have a barker out on the street, someone out in front of the store. You're like, oh, that's a really cool store. And then someone comes out and goes, come here. Get in the store. Buy that shit. What is your first instinct going to be other than maybe to grab your rape whistle? Right? It's going to be to run. And so when we're thinking about getting clients, when we're thinking about convincing people, that energy is very aggressive and people will respond negatively to it. People want to be able to come to you because they love you, because they're attracted to what you're saying or what you're doing, or they've heard about you and they've heard great things. And they want that juicy feeling being like, yeah, this is the right move. Even if it's really expensive and they might be a little scared, that they have that amazing feeling of, no one's making me do this. I just know that this is right for me. And so they get that amazing feeling, because otherwise, even if they do buy from you, it's almost like that used car salesman feeling, right? That feeling of buyer's remorse when, yeah, the sale was made, but they walk away feeling icky and used or manipulated. And you don't want that, because one, they will talk about you and it won't be good. Two, they'll never buy again from you. And three, yeah, they'll never refer you. If anything, you have that like inverse referral. Because when you do things well, a person will tell maybe 3 to 5 people. But when you do something badly, that person will tell everyone. So this is kind of a big topic. It's not just about this linguistic getting versus attracting. It's a very deep and very powerful energetic one as well.
Mm-hmm. Huge. And a big component of that is the intention behind what you're doing, right? In every action that you take, the micro and the macro actions. In your marketing, in your sales, and in your social media, and how you're showing up, Are you speaking from a place of scarcity and manipulation where it's trying to tell somebody that you've got 24 hours until this is all sold out and then it's going to double? And it's just like, ugh, it's gross. It doesn't feel good, right? And it may work for some people. But if you're really wanting to create connection, relationship, that is going to come more so from a place of just illuminating and speaking truth, rather than trying to manipulate people into doing what it is you want them to do. And although this may in time seem like a slower process for some, the amount of effort that you put into actually creating connection with your audience, right? For instance, if you're somebody who uses social media for building your audience and for creating clients for yourself, your relationship with your audience, how you connect with them, when you connect from a place of trust and gentleness and ease and vulnerability and being somebody who adds value, you're going to be someone who they're inspired by and they're connected to because they feel like they know you. Versus, I'm sure many of you have experienced on Facebook before when you get these ads that are constantly trying to tell you how your life is terrible and how you need what they have and how this is the only thing that's going to change your life. And if you don't buy it, then you're going to be making the worst decision ever and you just can't scroll any faster. And so that's really where it's understanding the intention behind how you're showing up, right? If you're showing up from a place of scarcity and feeling like you need to manipulate people and tell them what to do versus a place of abundance where you realize that it's just about you showing up in your authority, in your highest self, and speaking truth and connecting and building relationship and authenticity with your audience. And from that, they are organically going to connect with you and reach out to you over and over and over and over again as you continuously, consistently show up.
Let's think about it in a different way. Because I always like to liken, compare business to dating. Let's think about this. The manipulative marketer or sales tactician is kind of like the guy who goes online and he gets a bunch of pickup lines. He buys the book, "Say This One Thing and She'll Fall Madly in Love," because in his mind, he's going to go out and he's going to make a woman fall in love with him. Now, imagine how that's going to go down, right? Play this out in your mind. See this person in a bar out day to day using these lines. But he's not trying to become a good guy. He's not trying to have qualities that are attractive. He's not working out. He's not working on his mindset. He's not learning how to tell awesome, funny, or emotional stories. He's not learning how to connect with people. All he's got are these manipulative lines out of a book. How long do you think it's going to take him to find someone who truly loves him, who's incredible, and wants to spend a lot of time with him? Do you think he's ever going to use in that kind of trash? Why would you ever try that in business ever? Because, look, people work hard for the money, all right? I know it's what you need in order to pay your bills, but it's the same thing for them. And if you come with anything other than authenticity, they're going to feel that and they're going to hide their money from you. But if you come and you show them that you're incredible, that you do work on yourself and you do love them and you're willing to be powerful and vulnerable with them and connect and you want to know about them and you want them to feel amazing and you want them to feel special and you really care about helping them, about solving their problems, then they won't stop themselves from giving your credit card number. They'll be throwing cash at you because that's what they want. Just like a single person who has been single for a little while may wake up in the morning and thinking, oh man, how awesome would it be to meet someone at a grocery store, find someone online who's just authentic and awesome and a little weird and silly and funny and just really wants to know me and make me feel special. And they're thinking this every day. And finally, they find someone. And it feels so good that all they want to do is be with that person. And they want to open up and they want to share. And they want to spend time and they want to spend money. Well, isn't that what you want to do in business? Doesn't that feel really good? And start doing it.
I've got goosebumps. I'm like, yeah, I want that. And it's so true, guys. We emphasize this, but more than anything, you experience it on a daily basis. And it's paying attention to, who do you want to be? What kind of reputation do you want to have for yourself and your business? Do you want to be known for the person who's doing these things that don't really feel too great, but you, for whatever reason, are coming from the place that you feel like you need to? If that's what's showing up for you right now, then I'd love to invite you into the possibility that there's another way. And it's a lot funner, a lot yummier, a lot more easeful than feeling like you have to do it the other way. And so one of the other components of this is inside of that sales conversation. And we'll be diving deep, deep into this on the next call, but it's understanding, again, when you're coming from a place of service. I'm sure many of you have heard this before. It's not about selling, it's about serving. When you're coming from a place of service and connecting and really getting to know your audience, really being able to build an intimate relationship with your audience, that's where everything transforms, because your audience starts to feel like, you get me. When it's no longer just about you, but it's about them and how they're showing up and how you can serve them and how you can help them get to the outcome of where they want to get to. And when you're coming from that place, everything becomes so much smoother, because they feel seen, they feel heard, and they feel like you're meeting them. Similar to Dan's analogy, when you're talking about relationships, right? You don't want to be with somebody who's always talking about themselves and that's all they ever do. You want to be with somebody who takes great interest in you. And not just like every girl or every guy that's out there, but they take interest specifically in you. They like the things you like. They feel what you feel. They see you where you are and they meet you. And from that place, you start to have more intimate connection with them and you trust them more. And it's the same thing when it comes to attracting clients. It's just coming from that place of connection, of authenticity, of being real and seeing them and being able to show them that you understand them. You get it. And the more that you do it from a loving place with the right intention, the more that you're going to start naturally attracting clients on a regular basis versus feeling like you have to go and get clients.
And if this is something that you don't know how to do, like if you're listening to us, like, yeah, I get it. I really want to do this, but I have no idea how. There are products. There are coaches. Go find them. Spend your money on them. It'll come back to you. Trust me. Right? Invest in yourself to learn this, because there are mechanics behind this. You know, there are tips, techniques, strategies. There are tools. There are things that you can learn how to do that will help you open up in your marketing, whether it's on social media or however else you do it. But find someone who could teach you how to do this so you have a great example of it. And also start following people who do it already. One of my favorite things to do, and I've done this already a couple times, is erase everybody on my Instagram or my social anywhere and just delete anybody I'm following. And then find 50, 60 people who are showing up the way that I want to show up. And so whenever I go on my Instagram right now, all I have is other coaches who are authentic and who open up in powerful ways, who inspire, who move, who shake, who teach. And so anytime I'm on there, the only thing that I'm seeing is that. And so anytime I'm in a line and I'm like, I got another minute or two to spend, I'm not just wasting it looking at, you know, just random posts from people. I'm learning, I'm studying, I'm growing. And you can do that too. You can use social media as an educational tool, not just as a tool to find out what your friends are doing or to see pictures of burritos and dogs. So, and the task for today to help you get this whole thing started is to really look in the mirror. Take a good, long, hard look at yourself. Slow down and find out how you've been showing up. Look at how you've been acting. Look at your sales and marketing behaviors. Look at the words you've been using. Look at how you've been lately and see which of these behaviors, actions, words show that you've had a getting clients manipulative, out of scarcity kind of mentality, and which of those have been out of an attracting abundance mentality. And once you have that down, start coming up with strategies, action plans that you can take to push all of your actions and all of your words and all of your thoughts into that amazing, expansive abundance mentality where you attract people. And you know what? They're the right kind of person. You might even let them work with you.
Yes. And so on that note, guys, we will see you on the next episode where we dive all into understanding sales and how to have a soulful sales conversation and mastering that sales success mindset. So we'll see you there.
Oof. Peace.